Coming back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box on the campus of Smoky Mountain High School. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. Branson Reese, Charles Allison with you. Glad to be here for girls basketball action semifinal. Tuscola versus Pisgah. We've moved Haywood County to the west about 20 miles.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody always talks Tuscola Pisgah. And believe it or not, for a 4 o'clock game, there's a lot of people starting to roll in.
I just wondered, you know, getting the kids over here would probably be the hard part if they wanted to come watch. And, of course, only the girls are here tonight. The boys got eliminated in the first round, so not near as many. Of course, Pisgah's got both teams here tonight. The boys will play at 8:30. They've got the last game. So we got a full press table of folks from the station here tonight as the Pisgah guys, the Canton guys, are over here to our left. So they've got to stick around and do two games tonight.
Two games, right.
But, of course, after our game, the first semifinal boys will be Franklin and Smoky Mountain. And then we'll have, I think, after that is North girls will be North and Franklin. So Franklin's got two teams in here. And then the nightcap, you've got Pisgah and East Henderson boys, which will be an interesting game because they split, I think, during the regular season.
Right. And, you know, not only is this a rivalry game, you talk about the Smoky and Franklin.
Yeah, Smoky and Franklin. That one coming up after us. This place will be packed.
It'll be packed out. And, of course, the refs, they come by and they were like, man, it's did nobody let everybody know that it's going to be Tuscola Pisgah?
So
I said a lot of people are probably working. They may be depending on us
to listen in tonight. So glad you're joining us. Pisgah defeated Brevard on Thursday night, 67-21. So they're now 24-1 on the season. Pisgah's ranked number 4 in the state RPI right now. Girls basketball. Maiden is number 1 at 22-1. And Pisgah's only loss came during Christmas over a tournament. They lost to some school from Australia.
Right.
And it's not even, I noticed today, it's not even showing up in their RPI. So they're showing them as 24-0 right now.
Right.
So we're going to take a break for the national anthem. We come back, we'll have Tuscola girls basketball here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Now is the time to protect your home from old man winter. Mike's Heating and Cooling has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Cooling keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Here on the campus of Smoky Mountain High School, live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box, Tuscola Sports Radio. Girls basketball action going to tip off here first. Pisgah versus Tuscola girls, and I don't know. There's not really a way to go back and look unless you, like, pulled up old editions of the Mountaineer. But you got to wonder how many times has Tuscola and Pisgah played each other out of Haywood County in any sport.
Yeah, and you'd have to think it would be back when they started doing conference tournaments.
Right.
And I'm not sure how long ago back they – I mean, I don't recall a conference tournament back when I was in high school.
We had it because we hosted it back then. A lot of times the number one seed hosted it. So starting tonight for Tuscola will be Gwenda Schick, Julia Wells, Vesper Forbes, Kendall Williamson, and Avery Roten. And these girls down seven, so only two on the bench, and they've picked up the moniker the Magnificent Seven. So coming out tonight, the same starting lineup we've had now for about a month. And we got Tuscola currently 39th in the RPI. They're 11-10. They got they're over 500 for the first time since 2018-2019 season. And they beat Smoky Mountain here in the first round, 43-38 on Friday night. So, of course, Chandler Lowry coming in tonight, their leading scorer, averaging 14.8 points per game. She's also the leading rebounder with 6.8 rebounds per game, and she's their second leading field goal percentage with 41%. Kylie Leonard, the second leading scorer at 8.9 points and third in rebounding with 6 per game. And then Bailey Connor comes in third, about 8.4 points per game. She's also a 40%. She's in the top three with a 40% field goal average and a 23% three-point field goal average. Some other names notable for Pisgah tonight. Alexis Marcos is their leading shooter percentage-wise at 46% from the field. And then Macy Devlin, she's their best three-point shooter at 33%. So
well,
it gives you a little rundown on the Sugar Bears.
If you look over there on the bench, you notice something, that Jade Cody is in clothes tonight, and she is not playing for Pisgah.
Street clothes. And, of course, Jade's game has kind of changed from what we've seen in the last couple of years. She's been more of a rebounder. She used to jack up threes as well as anybody on that team and had more of a perimeter game. But she, this season, has been kind of pushed down more into the paint and the post and was a big-time rebounder for them. But obviously not well tonight as in street clothes. So Wells and Scout Ballou will tip it off. Mountaineers will control the basketball to begin the game. Roten, the runner from the lane, off the rim, won't go. Tip back into the hands of Forbes. She put it back up, couldn't get it to go. Kylie Leonard with a rebound for the Sugar Bears. Macy Devlin brings it down. Gives it over to Chandler Lowry on the point. They'll swing left over to Scout Ballou. Now Bailey Connor. They go in the lane. Leonard, the layup's good. Sugar Bears with the early lead, 2-0 here. 30 seconds played in the first quarter. Schick about to get trapped in the corner, steps through, gets it high over to Williamson.
Oh.
And nobody there.
I think she thought Julia was over there because Julia at one point was right behind her.
Julia cut baseline instead of the wing, and a quick timeout already going to be taken by Coach Sutton here with 7:20 to go in the first. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn, and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Dellwood, one great location with great customer service. Keys of the Game is sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage at 648-5656. And Branson, obviously, Pisgah beating us twice rather handily this season. So Mountaineers have got to change something up tonight in how they've played the Bears. And we look back at that home game, and we had a good round with them the first quarter and just couldn't sustain. And they got to try to find that effort that they've had the last three games where they've won three in a row and carry that over.
Well, and, you know, I think it goes to that second game down there. I thought we played better at Pisgah than we did the first time, and a lot of that was Julia Wells sitting all over Chandler Lowry.
They'll go into paint. Down to Chandler Lowry. Can't get a shot. She'll turn it back out. Connor to Lowry in the middle, and the runner from the lane is good. 4-0 Pisgah. Kind of interesting. I was talking to one of the officials before the game, and he was expecting Pisgah to press, and they've just basically put somebody on Bailey Connor on Gwyneth Schick, bringing the ball up. Got trapped here, not quite to the midcourt line, and the steal. And Roden will drop back and commit the foul, sending Chandler Lowry to the line to shoot two. First one's good. You know, Forbes got a good look at the basket down here on, after that rebound and just couldn't get it to go. Got to be careful. She was leaning. Second one's good. 6-0 Pisgah. Schick looking for the trap. Gets it to Roten. Avery going to get trapped on the far side. Kylie Leonard collides with Wells going for the loose ball, and the steal goes to Pisgah in the corner. Ball fake by Lowry. She'll get it cross court over to Connor. Connor, cut up high, and a little confusion on who was going to get the basketball. Lowry will come down with it. They go low. Ballou back out, tipped. And Bailey Connor is going to run into the lane and get hung up, and the ball's loose, picked up. Wells going to drive. The layup won't go. And Kendall Williamson strong with a rebound and going to get tied up, and that's a first.
Yeah. And no jump ball right there for one, and then two off a Pisgah player. So, throw by Tuscola.
Wells inbound. Schick. Man, nothing falling. Forbes tips it, and Williamson tries to save it from going out of bounds, and it'll go over to Pisgah. So the Mountaineers cold early.
You know, Gwyneth was right there open. I think when that pass came in, she tried to put something up just too quick instead of setting her feet.
Yeah, she had room to set up. 6-0 Pisgah. Schick on the point defending. They'll go left side, Bailey Connor. Now Devlin. They'll swing right. Lowry going to go into paint to Ballou. Dribbles out. Tipped by Roten. Leonard going to drive baseline. Puts up a little hook. Not there. Chandler Lowry will follow with a shot. Won't go. Tipped, and it'll go out of bounds off Scout Ballou. So Mountaineers starting to drop some girls down to help out at the midcourt. Got tipped by Pisgah. Forbes will pick it up across the midcourt line. Slapped out, able to get it back up, then lost the handle. Wells going to dive on the ball, going to get tied up. Still loose, and ball is now finally tipped out. Devlin will come up with it, feeds Lowry. Down to Ballou, low into paint, runs into Forbes, out of bounds, off. Scout Ballou.
Shall I say interesting? Because letting them play a little bit.
Be very, very quiet. We're hunting wabbits. Ball tipped out of bounds right here near us. Mountaineers will keep the basketball. So Pisgah's obvious intent to start is to try to rattle Gwynn and Schick, bringing the ball up. Not a full-blown press. They get it across route and almost took off without it. Going to go blocked from behind by Devlin, out of bounds. Still 6-0. 4:55 to go here in the first. They'll go left side over to Connor. Now Devlin looks inside. Back out. Ballou swings to the corner. They'll go low post. Ballou's shot hangs, won't go. Rebound, Vesper Forbes, tied up and tipped out of bounds off Vesper Forbes. Forbes got to spin and try to clear out down there. They're getting double teamed.
Right.
After that rebound, she's got to pivot and try to turn and face. And if they can get somebody out on the sprint, if she can kind of two-hand overhead pass it down court, they should be able to get an opening and a break. Down in the corner, Lowry for three.
Now, if Tusco could just get on the board right now, I think that would change a lot.
They go in the middle to Roten. Wells, they get it across. Now they're moving the ball right. Wells going to drive, put up a shot, and she's fouled. And that foul is going to go on Kylie Leonard, I believe. Her first.
That's going to send Julie to the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
Second won't go, so still pitching a shutout here. Second one on the way is good. 9-1. Mountaineers on the board at the 4:23 mark. Lowry goes left. Connor, cross court. Devlin going to take the three from way back. Rattles out, won't go. Rebound Roten. And we're getting a reach in on, and Lowry not happy about that one.
That's going to be on Chandler Lowry.
Her first, team second. Mountaineers, or Bears will Pressure the inbound here. Leonard back deep. Scout Ballou has checked out. And Alexis Marcos in the game for Pisgah. Williamson, tough pass. Trying to hit Forbes on the cut. Stolen away. And then Julia Wells will intercept the pass from Lauer. So Julia will bring it back up. Drives, pulls up. The little jumper won't go. Kendall, no, there that's best for Forbes. Excuse me with the follow down low. 9-3. Bears still in the lead.
There's that shot we knew Vesper had in her.
Bailey Connor looks inside. Lowry right at the elbow, dumps off. Marcos drove, kick it back. Shot, and that one barely disturbed the net by Macy Devlin. Three-pointer is 12. Ooh, to Forbes. Looking for help from a guard. Gets it to Chick. They'll get it over to Roten. She'll drive around a screen set by Williamson. And just a runner, and it's good. 12-5. Pisgah still in the lead. Long pass. Marcos will lay it in. Gets around Roten. And we're getting a break going here. Wells going to drive. And got to watch that pass in the lane. It's getting picked off. They're cutting the passing lanes off pretty quick. Tried to hit Forbes again. Knocked out of bounds, and they went off Forbes. So Kylie Leonard will check out. Lauren Ballou in the game for Pisgah. Left side, Devlin now in the corner. Connor looks back on the point to Alexis Marcos. Right side over to Ballou. Now Lowry, ball fake, drives. Cut off by Wells. Ball's loose, stolen by Wells. 2-on-1. Wells going to take it all the way, but it was partially blocked by Marcos. Oh. Forbes follows, couldn't get it to go. And Lowry's going to come down with a rebound. Outlet in the lane, cut off Marcos. Steps out of bounds as she tried to drive away from the basket.
Looks like Sam Horton's come in for Vesper right there, and that was actually Sam that went up for that shot right there.
Williamson in the game gets it across to Horton. They'll hand it off to Schick. Spin, gets around Lowry. Now in the corner, Wells, ball fake, drives baseline. Ball, and this ball is stuck between the rim and the backboard. That's what, the second time we've seen that
over
in a month?
Over here, yeah. Well, it was actually over here, though.
Oh, okay. So we got to get another ball to get it loose. None of us at this table could do that.
We could try.
In my lightest days, I might could get midway up the net.
If I was to do that right now, my knees would sound like a little 22 going off on the lane.
Pop. That's why you need a broom handle.
Yeah.
So Pisgah 14-5. They get the ball unstuck. 2:13 to go. Devlin Marcos on the point with it now. They go left to Bailey Connor. Chandler Lowry from the corner. Ball fake. Drives up the baseline. Went off the backboard. No good. Rebound by Roten. Long pass. Too long a pass for Kendall Williamson.
Almost have to have a little bit of top spin on that to have that come down into Kendall's hands.
Scout Ballou out. Or actually back in now. Devlin checks out for Pisgah. Left side, Lauren Ballou, and they go low. Scout Ballou tries to put it up, can't get it to go, gets her own rebound, and Samantha Horton trying to get it to Schick. She's triple teamed. Now Horton will come down with the pass, drives right side, gets it over to Wells in the corner. Pulls out, now gets it over to Roten. On the point, looking inside, goes left to Schick. Right side, going to be a drive by Samantha Horton, and a good move. It's 14-7.
Man, great move by Sam right there, that going to the basket.
1:21 to play here in the first. Lowry thought about it. Ball fake over on the right side. Ballou won't think about it. She'll put it up. Gets her own rebound, spins out of it. Leonard working on Williamson low. Wells with another steal and a foul as Chandler Lowry cuts off Julia Wells.
That'll be her second.
That's her second foul, and that'll get her out. And Molly Watson in the game for Pisgah. And good size Don Joy knee brace on Molly's left knee. Schick gets it across, about to get double teamed, gets it into the middle to Kendall Williamson. Roten on the left wing, drives after the pass, no good. Rebound Watson. Roten tried to poke it out from behind. Watson able to save it. 45 seconds to go here in the first. Watson picks up her dribble, gets it over to Lauren Ballou. Two-hand pass down low to Leonard. Can't get it to go, but follows on the other side. It got tipped off of Williamson and Roten, and Leonard able to pick it up and put it in from the other side of the rim. 30 seconds. Schick looking to drive on Marcos. Gets it to Roten. Horton's wide open in the lane. Put it up, partially blocked. Horton gets her own rebound. They'll kick it back out to Roten. 20 seconds to go. Spin, the hook. Not off the rim, and a foul inside.
And I believe that's going to be on Kylie Leonard.
And that's her second.
And that's going to put Avery Roten at the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
And Roten's free throw no good. Bailey Connor back in for Pisgah. Kendall Williamson will check out. Amelia Deal in for Tuscola. Roten second free throw on the way.
Wow.
Way off. ...16-7, Pisgah in the lead. 15 seconds to go here in the first. Right side, Marcos lost it, but able to be picked up by Scout Ballou in the corner. Swings left, Connor, ball fake, dribbles in, back out in the corner to Lauren Ballou. The jumper for three is good. And that'll do it for the first quarter. Pisgah up 19-7. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio. Tuscola girls down to Pisgah 19-7 here in the semifinals of the Mountain 8 Conference Tournament. And saw some good things there in the first quarter, just that real cold streak to start the game kind of bit them early.
Right, and, you know, you look at that, we would be, I mean, a lot closer than what we were now. But, man, if we could just hit like two of those shots.
Of course. Pisgah, a much better three-point shooting game. Wells about slipped there as she went into the arc area inside the three-point line. It's kind of, well, it's got a nice little kind of gray-blue stain. Mountaineers keep possession of the basketball. Roten with it on the wing. Going to drive, went off the leg, picked up by Marcos, and Roten will draw the foul as Marcos tried to take off.
And that'll be Avery second. Team first.
Of course, Friday night, Roten and Williamson both got in foul trouble in the second quarter and made things really hard there till things kind of opened back up in the fourth. I think Avery finally did foul out late, but they were able to kind of rein it in. Turnover by the Bears to Tuscola. Schick over to Wells. Oh, can't do that. She was right at the midcourt line in front of the press table there, and I was afraid she was about to back up.
Yeah, the bad thing is there was no room for her butt to back up over that line.
Inbound, Schick gets it to Wells. They go high post to Roten. Avery spins and good for two. Long pass, intercepted, tipped by Williamson into the hands of Esper Forbes. She'll give it back, and now to Roten. Roten will hand it over to Schick. Marcos will come up, meet Schick at midcourt. Gwyneth gets around, over to Roten on the wing, high post, entry, no good, shot by Williamson. Rebounded by Scout Ballou. Left side, Bailey Connor going to drive. Don't count the basket. But there's going to be a foul as
I'm afraid it's going to be on
Kendall Williamson. Yeah, her first.
Her first, team second here in the second quarter.
Certainly not in the boat we were in last game. Marcos on the inbound, can't get it to go. Rebound, Lowry. Hits Blue in the lane. She'll spin, kick it out. Marcos trying to drive baseline. And just a high pass over Lowry's head. Can't handle it. It'll go in the stands there behind Mr. Gary Ayers, voice of the Catamounts, who came over and paid a little visit. We appreciate that.
I always like talking to Gary.
Left side, Forbes on the wing. Williamson was trying to post up on Ballou down there in the lane. They go in the corner, Roten. Spins, going to drive baseline, gets it out to Schick. Schick going to take, I think it's for two.
Three.
They gave it. I thought she stepped inside.
And that three-point shot sponsored by Forga Contracting.
19-12. Bailey Connor, Lowry, over to Ballou. Marcos on the left side. We'll move it, swing it right. Lowry steps around. Gets it to Marcos. They're trying to work around his 2-3 zone by Tuscola. Lowry back over to Connor. Dumping it now in the lane. Lowry, the jumper, won't go. Ball's going to go out of bounds off Scout Ballou. Forbes really never got position on Ballou, but Ballou was kind of off balance when she came down with it and just lost it out of bounds. Kylie Leonard back in the game. Ballou out. Marcos out. They get it across to Schick. Wells right on the line. She'll shoot it for two. 19-14. Mountaineers chipping away. Leonard, Connor, they go high post. Down into Kylie Leonard. Back out to Lowry. Cross court. Pisgah trying to swing it tight around this zone. They go right side. Lowry won't go. Rebound. Gwyneth Schick. She's got three bears around her and a jump ball going to get called. And that's the first one of the game. And that's at 5:12 in the second. Arrow goes to Tuscola. No correction. It goes to the Bears. Leonard looking to get it in. Goes long tip by Schick. And then it went off Devlin out of bounds. Clock never stopped. Inbound, long pass, too high for Schick to handle. She tried to save it there near the scorer's table. Yeah, they let a few run off there. Right side. They got to get that next game in. Leonard from the baseline banks it in. 21-14. Long pass. Wells trying to hit Roten, I think. Intercepted by Devlin. Little underhanded layup. Good. Mountaineers had cut the lead to five, but now it's 23-14. And Forbes got contact. Ball's loose. It'll go out of bounds off the Bears. And Coach Sutton going to take a timeout here at the 4:25 mark. And this will be a 30, so we'll keep it here. This time out on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Dellwood, one great location with great customer service. And, you know, Branson, we'd cut that lead to five, and just all of a sudden a couple of trips up the court, all of a sudden it's almost like they forgot what was working for them trying to get that ball. It's not really a full pressure defense by Pisgah. They're just trying to set up a trap at midcourt on Schick, and they've just thrown the ball away.
And here's the thing. I go back, and I know I hate to keep harping on this, and they're probably sick of hearing me say it, but you give us two of those shots that we missed right there at the beginning of the game, and right there it would have been a 19-18 game. So girls, to have such a a slow start, have stepped it up here in the second quarter. Done a great job.
Pisgah lead is back to nine now, 23-14, 4:24 to go here in the half. Roten.
Oh.
They act like that midcourt line don't exist sometimes. It scares me. Schick, high post, Wells, and just a hard pass for Forbes to handle it. It was a bounce pass, and it never really came back up.
No, and Schick got knocked to the ground right there, right?
So turnover to Pisgah. Lowry will bring it down left side. Bailey Connor, now Devlin on the point. Swings it back left. Connor going to take the three. No good. Roden with a rebound. She'll take it herself. Long pass down to Wells, right side. Looks, nobody there. She'll drive around. Now into the arc. Shot, no good. Follow. Put back by Kendall Williamson, and it's good. Lowry over to Devlin. Now Connor. Bears. Lowry from the left side. Rattled out. Rebound, Schick. Key to the Mountaineers get a basket right here. 23-16. Ooh, high post entry. Forbes wide open. Go. Cut to the basket.
Nice.
Count it.
Good play right there. Hitting Vesper right under the basket.
Lead cut back to five again. 23-18. Devlin looks inside. Swings top. Over to Lowry. Wells will come out on her defensively. Leonard will set a screen. Back to Kylie Leonard on the left side. She'll drive, try to put up a shot, and going to draw the whistle as she approached the baseline. On Forbes, I believe.
And that'll be Vesper's first, team third.
And they're coming off the line. It was not a shooting foul. Horton will check in for Vesper Forbes. Marcos and Lauren Ballou back in for Pisgah. And the lay-in won't go. Rebound Samantha Horton after the inbound by Pisgah. After the foul. Left side, Roten. Up top, Schick, high post. Kendall Williamson kicks it out. The jumper by Wells, too strong. Rebound Bailey Connor to Lowry. Drives the lane. Left side. Lauren Ballou will take the three. Not there. Kylie Leonard trying to run it down, and they probably ought to move that chair back out of the way. That got put there during practice. And that the officials doing what needed to be done, although the backpack's still there. I think that may be left over from Smokey had a little boys' practice before the game.
Yeah, little walk-through type thing.
Roten over to Schick. We get across midcourt. They go high post. Kendall Williamson pass to Wells. Intercepted, and then Wells going to bump into Chandler Lowry after the pick.
And that'll be Julia's first.
224. Yep, 224 to play here in the half. Chandler Lowry will bring it down for Pisgah, up 23-18. Ballou sets the screen on Schick. Lowry will work left. Now to Marcos. Horton out there quickly. Then she'll drop back. Ballou right side. Cross court pass Marcos. Now Connor on the point. Left side Lowry. Now they go low to Kylie Leonard. Loses the handle. Able to pick it up. Get it to Marcos. She'll drive. Layup no good. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. Over to Lowry. Now she's going to drive. Spins. Puts up the shot high off the backboard. Won't go. Rebound Schick. Schick being guarded by Connor. Gets it across midcourt. Horton. Nice. Oh, I think Horton was trying to hit Wells, and Williamson cut down to the baseline in the passing lane and then tried to pick up the basketball herself. But I think Schick was trying to hit Wells on the far side of the lane. Williamson just happened to show up.
Yeah, and turnover we didn't need.
Minute 35 to go here in the half. Pisgah up 23-18. Left side. Devlin. They go in the corner. Shot by Ballou. Won't go. Rebound Schick. Long pass. Horton trying to get it to Wells and couldn't handle it. Long pass down now for the Bears to Marcos. They'll swing it left. Devlin takes the long one. Won't go. Chandler Lowry went for the rebound. Couldn't get it. Rebounded by Horton. Outlet to Wells. She's got it if she wants it. Ball fake. Gets Marcos off her feet and banks it in. 23-20. Minute to go and a half. Lowry swings left. Marcos for three. Air ball. Picked up by Roten. Needs help.
Atta girl.
Wells wide open. She's got it. Goes to lay it in. Wouldn't go. Williamson rebound, tipped out of bounds. Nope, I believe we got a foul.
I believe you are correct. That one will be on Chandler
number 11.
Lowry.
That's Chandler Lowry.
That'll be her third.
Third foul here with 43.7 seconds to go. And that'll get Lowry out. Watson will check in. And Scout Blue back in. High out to Schick. Gets around the sprinting Alexis Marcos, who went for the steal. Roten shot. No good. Rebound Scout Blue. Devlin cut off by Roten on the right side. They'll swing it high. Watson over to Marcos. Marcos will dribble around to the point. Right side, Devlin. Loose ball picked up by Marco. Swings it. Watson, they go in the corner. Blue, ball fake, got Roten to move by on the point. Marcos dribbles in. Scout Blue, ball tip, picked up by Julia Wells. Looks to go around. Watson rolls it in. Mountaineers have cut the lead to one with 3 seconds to go. Long shot, midcourt. Devlin, ooh, had a good look, but short of the rim. Pisgah Sugar Bears take a 23-22 lead into the locker room at halftime. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio. And Branson, if you'd have told me it was 23-22, Tuscola down by one at the half, I'd have took it today and every twice on Sunday.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I would have taken, here's the thing. The way it started to the way it ended, it's one of those memes that you see now. How it started, how it ended. And so luckily right now for Tuscola, it's ended well this first half.
Mountaineers have cut the lead to one, down by as much as nine in the first half. Able to struggle back. They had got it cut to five, made a couple of turnovers, which pushed Pisgah's lead back out in the second quarter. Pisgah has gone a little cold from the field, but they've been making some uncharacteristic turnovers in the second quarter.
Right.
A couple of three steals by Wells. In fact, had she converted on that second one, we would be tied or up one by now. So, something to work on in the second half. But just an excellent work effort by Tuscola to fight back with that cold shooting streak there in the first quarter, which has admittedly been a problem kind of off and on this season, getting off to a bad start. So,
it goes back to that old theory. Sometimes it's hard to beat a team three times in a row.
It is. And
could Tuscola be the
I know.
We got
a long second half to go. But it's good to see the girls competing and cutting that lead and let's face it, I mean a depleted roster,
right?
Down to seven. Of course, Pisgah with a pretty good rotation coming in and out, able to spell some players and been able to kind of keep putting a little pressure. But Tuscola finally had some jitters in the first quarter, but were able, about halfway near the end of the first, pretty much the trap pressure they were trying to put on at midcourt on Schick, she was getting through it, one either passing it or just dribbling around it.
Yeah.
So just a great effort by the Lady Mountaineers to fight back and put themselves in this position down by one here at the half.
Well, yeah, and to me, it shows how much the girls have grown this year, too, from the beginning of the year to now. So, you know, they started off really successful, hit sort of a point that, I mean, I know that they'd like to have back, but ever since, you know, Coach Sutton talked to us, I think it was over at East.
Yeah.
They changed some things up defensively and offensively. It's been a totally different team.
Yeah, and he'll tell you, they didn't play well at East.
No.
It's kind of been the turning point of this season. He'll admit it. They slowed things down. They quit trying to run kind of a rabbit offense and, you know, going on the break a lot. And they tried to be a little more methodical and set up a lot of the problems they were running into was turnovers, a lot of bad passes, a lot of forcing passes into places they weren't going to go.
Yeah.
And from that East Henderson game, what came out of that has been kind of the turnaround we've seen late in the season for them so far.
And I'll say the X factor was with not having Gwyneth that night.
Yeah, right. And she was out that night. That made a difference. But that was also the night in the second half where he put Julia on Mamie Hill, and from that point on, Julia took every top scorer that came down the pike the rest of the season and did a great job. You know, frustrated Brooks from Franklin, frustrated Chandler here at Pisgah.
Yeah.
Just shut Mamie Hill down when they came to Tuscola.
And she didn't play the fourth.
She was a non-factor there late in the game. So and on North Henderson.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just kind of picked up. And that was another thing I think Coach Sutton talked about, especially in the paper, was they kind of began to concentrate more defensively. And that's made a big change for the girls. And it's worked here. They've been getting some steals. And it's helped push this game to just a 1-point lead for Pisgah.
Well, and my thing on that, too, is, you know, then you sort of reap the benefits when Brevard comes to town. You know, it gives them a chance. All the hard work, the close games and everything, finally have a game where you can sort of lay back and do some things. Work on a little bit of some stuff.
Work on your game, so to speak. Well, we'll take a break. Branson will have the scoring stats when we come back after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola basketball is sponsored in part by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forget Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And speaking of halftime, it is time for the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. Branson, you got some scoring for us in the first half.
I do, and this is what I like telling when I do the scores. All the starters have scored tonight. Only one that hasn't scored is Amelia Deals, and we need her to score. And then that'll make it a perfect night, and I'll go home.
And that happened. That happened at home.
It did. It did.
So, and I think all the starters scored against Smokey on Friday night, didn't they?
They did. They actually did. And but right now, Gwen Schick, I have her in with a big three right there in the second quarter. Julia Wells, I have with 7 points right now. Kendall Williamson chipping in two. Avery Roten with four, Vesper Ford with four, and Sam Horton with two.
And I don't know anybody that follows what's called high school OT. It's a part of Channel 5 in Raleigh. Very good high school sports coverage, and actually statewide, which is rare in this day and age, to get some statewide coverage from a media outlet, and particularly in the Raleigh area. But high school OT has gotten an article online, and you ought to check it out. It's about the Cherokee girls basketball team. guy spent basically a year, the writer, writing, working on this story, and kind of goes back into the history and the community and just an excellent job. I read it last night, and it's just a great piece of work. And that's called High School OT, and it's part of Channel 5 Raleigh's sports coverage, but they have their own website called highschoolot.com. So if you want to learn more about Cherokee girls basketball, which is pretty much looking like they're headed for a third straight 1A championship, pull that thing up and read it when you got time.
Yeah, that was a good article. I read it last night. I even mentioned Peach's Squirrel, because I remember her back in the 90s. Did a really good article about her. Of course, she passed away, I believe it was last year.
Right, she did. She had been coaching some and had been big in their youth program for years. But, and of course, they kind of thought about Vaya Swimmer a little bit. Four sport athlete, champion in all four sports, I believe. And she is planning on going to the university. She's actually going to run at the University of Hawaii. So that will be an interesting thing for a Native American here from the Eastern Band to go all the way over to Hawaii, because I've been over there a couple of times. It's a similar culture.
Yeah.
So it will be that will be. I've always wondered why more recruit. If I was a top level recruit, Hawaii would have been on my. Back then, you could take five trips.
Right.
Hawaii would have been on my list to take. Now, from what I understand, they were always very selective about who they paid to fly over and visit the campus. Well, we're getting ready to come back here to the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Mountaineers will start with possession here in the second half. Roten will inbound to Schick, and we're underway here at Smoky Mountain High School. Right side in the corner now to Julia Wells. Schick will swing it around to Roten left side. They go low to Williamson. Bounce pass, trying to get Forbes on a cut to the basket. Going to get tied up. Couldn't handle the pass. Came in a little too low. Vesper definitely likes that ball up high.
She does.
And that's just a preference she's got. Right side, Macy Devlin with it. Over to Bailey Connor. She'll work left in towards the lane. A little hook shot by Scout Blue was rushed. Forbes with a rebound, but got it tipped out, and Blue able to pick it back up. They'll outlet to Devlin outside, an air ball. Chandler Lowry tries to save it, but it's out of bounds. So Bears still don't have that shot back just yet. Every minute they don't is a better minute for the Mountaineers. Schick, left side, Wells. Lowry on her defensively. Wells looking to work around. Hands it over to Roten. Schick. Roten was looking for her. Schick was standing still in front of us. Wells tried to hit Schick. Stolen by Bailey Connor. The shot, and Wells will draw the foul and a busted lip in the process, I believe. She comes up rubbing her jaw a little bit. It wasn't going to be easy.
No.
Wells working on that tooth a little bit, checking it.
That's what I was going to say. Hopefully there's not a tooth or something laying there on the...
may have to call Dr. Wyatt.
And he has taken care of us before for that.
First free throw by Bailey Connor is good, and Wells actually came over here and I think spit in the trash can. Connor's second one on the way is good. Hits both.
Tied feet up.
25-22. Roten now with it on the left side. Pass. Tried to get it to Schick. Schick held up. Picked up by Wells. She'll drive baseline. Forbes, a little left-handed jumper. Good. 25-24. Pisgah still in the lead. Chandler Lowry, right side. They go low down to Kylie Leonard. Over to Scout Blue in the lane. That was a while. Devlin, left side. Chandler Lowry, left corner for three. Won't go. Rebound. Devlin walked in the lane. Got the rebound and tried to pass out and got hung up. Mountaineer got in the passing lane, so she drug that back foot. And the turnover goes to Tuscola. Chance to take the lead.
Well,
6-15.
The thing is right now, the pressure's on Pisgah more than it is Tuscola.
Roten dribbles to the baseline. Arc, high pass to Wells. The runner from the lane bounces around, and the first lead of the night for Tuscola. 26-25. And they're slow to put it up. There it goes. Lowry, right side. Devlin, cross court. Connor. Kylie Leonard on the cut, just threw it up. Rebound Wells, and that's one of the things. Those shots around the basket, they're basically just kind of chunking up a prayer at this point.
Oh,
and Wells is going to lose it. Intercepted in the lane by Kylie Leonard. Lowry, drive, shot, blocked by Roten as she went up.
And a good thing that wasn't a foul, because I thought they were going to call
it
a foul.
I thought that's what it was going to be, because I thought she went across her arm. Been a pretty loosely called game tonight so far. Lowry inbound from the baseline. Over to Scout Blue. She'll take the three. No good. Air ball, but Lowry was on the other side after the inbound. They go out to Devlin. She'll take the three. It's almost like they're determined that they're going to push this lead out. They do, but only by two. 28-26. Wells to Roten across midcourt. Cross court to Schick. Connor. Forbes. Out on the wing. Yeah, looking for help. Oh, ooh, good Lord. She about
threw a fastball five foot away.
Get it to Wells. Over to Roten. Looking. Oh, Wells on the cut. Screened by Williamson on the baseline. And a basket by Julia Wells is good. Mountaineers tie the score at 28. Lowry works right. Screen set by Kylie Leonard. Cross-court pass. Almost got Connor headed out of bounds. Devlin, they go high into Kylie Leonard. She'll drive, scoops it, and puts it in. And a timeout by Coach Holloway at the 4:33 mark with Pisgah up 30-28. And this will be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service.
Well, Tuscola's picked up where they left off in the second quarter. It's not a, you know, sometimes we've seen kind of they've had a slow start to the third quarter. This time, a great, great start to the third quarter for
just
Tuscola.
Just got to be a little more aware of the passes. Pisgah seemed to be kind of tuning up a little bit. They came out kind of like they finished in the first half, just kind of throwing shots willy-nilly, and then all of a sudden they started kind of bearing down, wanting to hit three-pointers, and hit one. But the lead is two right now, 30-28 for Pisgah. Mountaineers with the basketball. Williamson looking to drive on Devlin. She'll put it up, fouled. Would have loved for that to have went in. But Kendall Williamson to the line.
And this free throw is going to be sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
And Williamson's first free throw, no good. Segment on the way is net. 30-29, Bears in the lead. Lowry will bring it down. Surveys the floor, goes left, tipped by Schick, and picked up by Connor. Cross court. Connor going to pull up, take the shot. It's off. Follow down low by Scout Ballou. 32-29. Pisgah pushes the lead back out to three. Yep. Gary looking at the wrong roster there. Called out Roten on the basket. Roten with it now. Works left. Going to go baseline. Put up a shot. Won't go. Horton got a hand on it. Picked up by Williamson. Banks it in and good.
Nice job by Kendall turning around and putting it back up.
32-31. Devlin pulls up. Leonard high post. She'll drive. The hook goes. 34-31. Long pass. Horton going to drive on Leonard. Kind of slowed up or rolled. Kicks it out. Wells, the runner from the baseline, too strong. Horton should have went on in and used that backboard. Got to get confident. Lowry. Down low, Leonard up over Horton, and that's a mismatch right there. Kylie Leonard with a whole lot more experience than Samantha Horton. 36-31, biggest lead of the second half for Pisgah. Schick. And dive by Connor, going to get a steal and a reach and a tie-up, and the arrow goes to Tuscola.
Well, the one thing about Kylie Leonard, she likes using that body when she comes in and pushes in. And like you said, Vesper, I like Vesper against that than I more than I do Sam. Yeah. Nothing against Sam.
Vesper's got a little more experience at the varsity level with that kind of play.
And that's what I mean by that.
Down into Wells. She'll drive, went up against Devlin, and lays it in. 36-33. Bears still in the lead. And the thing out here offensively, Schick can't stand there and dribble too long. They're going to come after it. In the corner, Bailey Connor, ball fake, working on Wells, and it'll go out of bounds. Williamson, not Wells. Kendall cut off the baseline and gave Connor nowhere to go. Looks like the Franklin folks are starting to roll in. That'll be interesting than sitting on the same side. Inbound Roten to Wells, and we're going to get a call and a double dribble by Julia Wells. Julia was driving for the basket and looking to draw the foul, but she double dribbled as she went by. Still 36-33. Fast moving quarter here. We're down almost to 2 minutes now in the third. Marcos drives the shot, won't fall. Rebound Roten. She'll bring it down herself. Marcos will back off, try to pick back up at midcourt. Avery works left, hands off to Wells. Well, Horton was open.
Nah.
They tried to hit Kendall Williamson in the lane, stolen away. Lowry, cross-court pass, ball fake. Connor goes by Horton, and nobody dropped back to cut her off. 38-33, minute 34 to go. Ooh, tough pass into Kendall Williamson. Out to Roten, the jumper good for two. 38-35, minute 20 to go. Left side, Alexis Marcos in the game. Devlin swings it to Connor left, going around Horton. That reverse layup, no good, but a rebound by Devlin. It was blocked by Roten and a foul. Horton is having a problem out there when she comes out defensively. They're cutting by her. They're just way too quick, and nobody's helping out on the backside when Horton's getting beat out there on the wing. Somebody, Wells or Williamson's going to have to slough down and cut that off, because that's twice now Samantha's been beat when she came out on defense. And Samantha's going to come out, and Vesper Four is back in the game. And as you said, Vesper's a little more experienced in this kind of level. The free throw no good. Still 38-35 with a minute to go in the third. Wells gets it across over to Roten. Wells on right side. Forbes trying to hit Williamson down low, and a foul. That's Chandler Lowry's fourth.
Right.
And that'll quickly get Scout Blue and Molly Watson in the game. Lowry and Devlin will come out for Pisgah. Wells inbound, Roten, and she'll take the jumper from the baseline for two. 38-37. 40 seconds to go in the half. Left side. Connor. Watson. Marcos. Thought about it. Changed her mind. Connor on the point. Dribbles inside. Kicks it out. Marcos cut off by Wells. Watson will swing it. Lauren Blue off. Way off. That was one-handed.
Yeah.
She took that guide hand. That guide hand comes off. Pisgah 38-37. 21 seconds to go. Here in the third. Forbes trying to get it into Williamson, and that just forced it. Stolen by Marcos. And she'll get up and around Roten challenge, but wisely backed off, didn't commit the foul. Got to hurry up. Pisgah 40-37, Roten from the left wing. Won't go off the rim. Wells follows. Not going to get it off before the buzzer. Pisgah takes a 40-37 lead into the fourth quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live as we start the fourth quarter, Pisgah will have possession of the basketball, and this is coming to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box via Smoky Mountain High School here in the semifinal round of the Mountain 8 Conference Tournament. One quarter to go. They go low down to Kylie Leonard. Bounces out. Scout Blue with a rebound and the tie-up, and that arrow will go to Tuscola.
Good time for a tie-up right there. Get that jump ball.
Kylie Leonard out there, the only one really with any foul trouble with four. I'm sorry, Chandler Lowry, not Kylie Leonard. Inbounds on the drive. Avery Roten cuts the lead to one again. Pisgah up 40-39 here early in the fourth. They'll swing it left. Marco's going to take the three. It's way off. I'm a little surprised Coach Holloway not making some changes. They get it down to Wells. She'll drive, put up a shot, won't go. Went up against Scout Blue. Marcos on the break. Marcos, the layup, good. And that's, we can't afford those risky passes. We need something stable. Because Pisgah's still intent on kind of throwing shots up at this point. They swing it over to Roten. Williamson flashes low, posted up, back. Macy Devlin way back. Roten out to Forbes. She'll take the baseline jumper off the top. I thought that was out of bounds in this era, but apparently not. Williamson got a rebound, put it up, didn't go. Devlin fouls to Connor. Marcos couldn't handle it, hits the floor, and it's out of bounds. Forbes had a good look at the basket, but she just did. The release came a little high, and it went off the top of the backboard. Came back down, and Mountaineers just couldn't get it to go. Chick and just took out of her hands, tried to hand it off to Roten. Bailey Connor there, fouled by Julia Wells.
And that'll be Julia's second.
Got to stop.
Actually third.
Yeah, got to stop letting them have that break. Coach Sutton going to call Gwyneth and Julia over and discuss while Bailey Connor shoots free throws. On the way. Good. Second shot. Also good for Bailey Connor. Bears back up by five, 44-39. They tried to go in, force it in, and it's stolen again by Macy Devlin. And the layup's good. That's... got to stop trying to force the pass. There's no shot clock. We're not in any hurry. Pisgah way quicker defensively. And the Mountaineers are paying for it. Williamson about to get tied up, so Coach Sutton going to take the third timeout for the Mountaineers. And this will be a full timeout. We'll take it with them. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And Branson, Mountaineers' mistake has been risky passes and committing turnovers, and Pisgah's just so quick defensively, able to come up with three straight steals and push this lead back out. When if we had just worked it, Pisgah's been forcing shots here in the second half, just like they were in the second quarter. Wells on the lay-in, rolls it in. Nice feed in the high post there by Forbes to Wells, 46-41. So that slows things down here for just a second. But Connor on the left wing, Kylie Leonard had posted low, working on Williamson. And throw. And that's what I'm saying. If we'll quit making mistakes on the offensive end.
Yeah, quit trying to force.
Pisgah's making enough on their own on their offensive end. 46-41. Forbes. Ooh, she really not comfortable. And gives it over to Roten. Trying to set that screen. Roten's, ooh, hit off the backboard. Couldn't get it to go. Went off the rim. Long pass. Marco saves it. Connor, the jumper, no good. Kylie Leonard follows. She can't get it to go. Scout Blue and Kendall Williamson going to rip it out of her arms.
Just took it from her right there.
Wells outnumbered, but going to drive anyway. Goes up, shot. It's going to be cut off by Kylie Leonard. They're going to call that a shooting foul?
I believe so.
Yep, going to give her two to the line. That's a third on Kylie Leonard.
That's going to put Julie at the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTO. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
Wells, first free throw, no good. We're running out of opportunities here.
Right.
5:07 to go in the game. Wells' second free throw won't go. Tipped by Williamson, but it's picked up by Kylie Leonard. Chill outlet to Lowry. Chandler going to pull back. Set the field. Works left. Schick on her defensively. Over to Marcos on the wing. Back to Devlin on the point. They go low down in the baseline. Scout Blue shot. No good. Gets her own rebound, though. Up and over Williamson. Puts it in.
Good job sitting right there under. Just got to go after once it come back.
Yep. Oh, Forbes. Nice pass. Oh, couldn't get it to go. Had the look. Pisgah lead back to 7. 48-41. Lowry kick out. Devlin going to drive. Cut off by Roten. Going to get a walk. Like I said, Pisgah's making enough mistakes to keep us in this game, but Mountaineers have got to convert down on the offensive end. Wells, high post, that little give and go. Wells not going to go in. This time takes the jumper, and it's going to miss. Marcos will let it go out of bounds. 4:18 to go. Devlin will inbound to Lowry. Mountaineers will drop back on defense. Marcos with it, left wing, tip, stolen. We got a charge on the inside as Forbes had tipped and stolen the ball, or actually Williamson had tipped.
Who'd they call it on?
They called it on Forbes. Huh? I'm not sure there was an actual human anywhere near. Which may have been why she was so open. I don't know. So the foul on Vesper Forbes, her second. Inbounds high. Devlin, no good. Shot, roll, ball's loose. Picked up by Devlin. We've got officials and cheerleaders and all sorts of assorted and sundry things walking in front of us right now. Scout Blue throws one up. No good. Rebound Roten. That's what I'm saying. And around the basket, they're not even trying to get good shots. It's like they're just throwing them up in the air and hope they go in. Or they're hoping to draw the foul, and they're not. Roten tries to drive against Leonard, can't get it to go. Lead is still 7. It hits Scout Ballou, and Wells just about let that basket go in anyway. And that's going to be 4 on Julia with 3:33 to go. Scout Ballou to the line. In the act of shooting, misses the first one. And Coach Sutton going to take his fourth timeout. Here in the game. This is a full timeout. We'll take it with him. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Timeouts are sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. Branson, 3:33 to go. I believe Mountaineers may have one timeout left, down by 7. And Pisgah giving them every opportunity in the world to stay in this game, but just between turnovers and an inability to convert on the offensive end, Pisgah has pushed that lead back out to 7.
Well, you know, we're taking those short shots, but the thing is, I think we need to drive in more and get more fouls.
Try to see if we can get them to foul. Yeah, and, of course, it's been, honest, to tell you the truth, it's been lightly called tonight. They have let them play. Scout Ballou, second free throw, no good. Kylie Leonard got a hand on it. And Roten must have tipped it out. So it'll stay with Pisgah. Inbounds to Lowry. Lowry on getting the count there with Schick being closely guarding. Connor drives up and around Forbes, and the lead is now 9, which is about as big a lead as Pisgah has had tonight. Wells pulls up, takes the 3, won't go. Under 3, Chandler Lowry out. Devlin, Leonard. Goes low. Lowry cut off by Vesper Forbes. She'll dribble back out. Smartly, no reason to be in any hurry for Pisgah now, up by 9. Lowry picks up her dribble. Cross court, Bailey Connor. Scout Ballou cut low. Bears will pull it out and playing the smart play here with a 9-point lead. Cross court, Macy Devlin. And a timeout going to be called by Coach Holloway at the 2:25 mark with the Bears up. 50-41. And this will be a 30-second timeout. It's sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. And with 2:25 to go, and Pisgah with equaling their biggest lead of the night at 9, which they had in the first half a couple of times, you're beginning to wonder maybe if the Mountaineers have got any gas left in the tank at this point.
Right, and they're going to have to dig deep right here. I mean, you've got to find, you know, what we always used to talk about, a gut check right here. And the girls are going to have one right here. Like I said, 2:25 left, down 9. It can happen. You've got plenty of time. Just don't get over-anxious and try to force something down into the baskets or try to throw up a shot that's, you know, off – where you're off a little bit or whatever.
Yeah, it's got to be a high percentage shot. And the thing is, Coach Holloway with this lead is probably going to tell his girls, look, we're in no hurry. We've got a 9-point lead. We're not in any big hurry to score now, because that's been what's kept Tuscola in this game in the second half is Pisgah's shooting has just not been there tonight.
They're going to call that foul on Gwen Schick. That'll be her first.
That's the fourth team foul on Tuscola. Long pass. Schick almost with a steal. Ball's loose. Chandler Lowry on the floor. Wells is going to come down and try to intercept Devlin. Bears will get it back across. Devlin swings it left to Lowry. Williamson and Wells out there on her. Wells with four fouls. Got to be real careful here. And Williamson, a ball comes across back court. They're ruling it tipped, though. Bailey Connor, they swing it to Leonard. Bears hang on to the ball here. Minute 49 to go, and a timeout again going to be called by Pisgah. And I believe this one's going to be a full. We'll take it with them. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola basketball is brought to you by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forker Contract, Investus Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And down under two now with a minute 48 to go. The Bears will inbound to Macy Devlin, and Bears content to spread the floor. They lose the ball. It's loose. We're going to get a jump. The arrow goes to Pisgah. Good hustle by Roten. Mountaineers almost with a steal there.
Everybody in good shape except for Julian. We're going to have to get to the point now. We're going to have to foul.
Well, you'll notice Kendall came out to take the defense on that to try to relieve some pressure with Wells with four fouls. Ball tip. Devlin Horton got a hand on it. And overcommitment on defense leaves Kylie Leonard down under the paint. Makes the basket, 52-41. Wells drives, puts up a shot, and she's fouled. Minute 18 to go.
I believe that's going to be on Macy Devlin. Nope.
Scout Blue.
Wow. And that's going to put Julie at the line, and this foul free throw is sponsored by WPTO. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTO at 648-3576.
And Wells will hit one of two to cut the lead to 10. And Coach Sutton going to take his last time out with a minute 18 to go. And obviously will be drawing up some sort of pressure defense on this inbound play and try to get the steal. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the balance of the game here in the fourth quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forker Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Macy Devlin to inbound with a minute 18 to go. Mountaineers put the pressure on. They get it in and stolen by Samantha Horton, and the basket's good. Coach Sutton calling for the defense to come down. Bears get it down, 52-44. Pisgah in the lead. We're about to come up on a minute to go. Lowry over to Devlin. Cross court pass, tip picked up by Wells. Wells tries to draw the foul off. Connor loses it, picks it up off the baseline, needs help.
That's a foul. Oh, my gosh.
And we got a whistle in the corner. As Scout Ballou and Julia Wells tie up. And that foul's going to go on Scout Ballou. And just the third foul on Pisgah with 51.6 to go. Mountaineers will inbound for the baseline. Wells, Horton's open, gets it into Williamson. Roten drives, puts it up, hangs on the rim and goes. Cuts the lead to six, 44 seconds to go. Coach Sutton calls for the trap to come up. Chick comes up, Devlin gets it across. They go to Ballou. Now Devlin, high pass to Lowry. Chick out there on her, got to give something to stop it. And Chick draws the foul with 30.1 seconds to go.
That'll be Gwyneth's, I believe, second.
And that'll be the fifth team foul on Tuscola, so Chandler Lowry will go to the line to shoot two for Pisgah. Now Lowry's free throw took all of that rim to go in. Lowry, second one no good. Rebound Avery Roten. Lead is seven. 27 seconds and counting. Long pass to Schick.
Nice
tried
save.
To save it. Gets it into the hands of Roten. She'll drive. Wouldn't go. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back. Wouldn't go. Horton, and she's fouled by Kylie Leonard with 16.6 seconds and a chance to shoot two. And Branson, the enemy now is the clock.
Right. But that's going to put Samantha Horton at the line, and this free shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
Horton's first free throw, no good. Second one on the way, off, rebound, Bailey Connor. Moves left, and Roten will draw the foul out here on the wing. 10.8 to go.
That should be Avery's third.
Actually, they're calling it out of bounds, not a foul. Wow. 8 seconds. They go down in a corner. Bears will pull it back out on the point. And Coach Sutton will call them off. 53-46, the final here in the semifinals. Pisgah girls will advance. We'll take a break. Come back after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
It's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Julia Wells. Are you looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. Julia Wells, our A1 Storage Player of the Game, and not going to be able to get a hold of her as we've got other games coming in behind us here for the semifinal round of the Mountain 8 Conference Tournament. So we're going to have to forego the interview tonight with the players so we can move out of the way for the next network to move in here. So that's going to wrap things up tonight here at Smoky Mountain. Ladies lose tonight 53-46. Great ball game, Branson.
Yeah.
Mountaineers were in it. Just kind of some of those errors there in the third quarter, turnovers, and because they could have taken a real advantage of Pisgah's shooting, which was not good tonight.
Well, and I attribute that to Jade Cody not being out there for them to sort of be that leader that she's been all year. And I'll take it because our girls did not quit. They pushed the whole time and did an outstanding job. Nothing to hang their head about. Because,
got down by 11, cut it to seven there with but just clock was against them at that point.
Yeah.
So next to come up, of course, the boys were eliminated. They were beaten in the first round, so Mountaineers are out of the conference tournament now, both teams. Now we'll wait Saturday for the state playoff selections to come in. Those usually will roll in 2, 3, 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon if everything works right and we don't have another blizzard. So kind of stay tuned to local media, the NCHSAA websites over the weekend. Of course, we'll have stuff up as soon as we learn. Not real sure. Tuscola girls are kind of teetering on the brink of being a home game or not in the playoffs. Boys, not even real sure if they'll make it to the playoffs.
Right.
Kind of got to wait and see what happens there. So we'll try to have some information out for you on our social media pages, X and Facebook, later on this weekend when we know more from the selection process, but there's not a lot of time. The selection's on Saturday, and I believe first round games start on Monday, so they jump right in that thing once things are rolling. So that's going to wrap things up here tonight for us from Silva. For Branson Reese, this is Charles Allison. Have a good night, and we'll be back with you later and let you know about the playoffs. This has been Tuscola Sports Radio.
You've been listening to Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio. Tonight's webcast has been brought to you by Crossroads Ford, Vestas Uniform Services, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Stevenson's Pest Control, A1 Storage, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, and by Forga Contracting. Join us again next time for Tuscola Basketball right here on Tuscola Sports Radio, a service of WPTL.